Hello and welcome to the Legend of PJ Famicom. On this podcast, I let my computer pick a random song from one of my solo releases. I then talk about the song and we listen to it. Our first one today is called Gwydion's Pride from my latest Super Famicom album, Deepest Cuts. In 2014, I had a pair of pet gerbils. One was Gwydion and the other was Gwalchmi, named after characters of Arthurian legend. I loved those little guys, but eventually they died. They might have starved to death. You see, they liked to scatter the food from their dish so they could dig for their pellets in the fake wood chips that floored their abode. It was a game for them, so I wish they would have told me what they needed. Maybe it was pride that kept them from speaking up. It's a disposition I can relate to for sure. Let's face it, the world has made me hard. And I'd rather starve to death than stoop to asking for help from any of you posers. Well, I might have to ask for help if I expect to go on tour again. So my first recording of this song was in 2015, and it appeared on the PJ Baby tour CD. But it was part of a set of songs in the made-up genre of fantasy folk wave, so I decided to redo this song along with its set for the album, making it sound all tight and stuff. The guitar is my Jackson Rhodes played through a Moore preamp live pedal. The bass is my Bryce 5-string played through my Mark Bass Little Mark head. When finalizing the mix, I kept forgetting to add the guitar solo, so I busted out my new Zuwei guitar and slopped something together. I know the solo kind of fizzles at the end, but I think it's otherwise pretty awesome. To this track, we will listen, by Super Famicom. Gwydion's Pride. We'll be right back. that wasn't so bad. One of my favorite bass lines for sure. Our next song is from my 2004 CDR, A Modern Guide to Overdependent Living. It's called The Very Last High School Crush. A fairly boring track, if you ask me, but I guess that's okay. It's an emo jam, and a lot of emo jams are slower than they ought to be. I guess the point is to give the listener time to let the lyrics really sink in. But for this song, the lyrics feel somewhat phoned in. I guess they're fine lyrics for a 17-year-old. It was recorded on my Tascam 4-track in my parents' kitchen. It sounds pretty good, I think. And the keyboards and the bridge really keep the vibe strong. Let's check it out. The Very Last High School Crush.
You catch these eyes from across the room, but I'm too scared to make my move. It's a hard choice between raise and fold. Am I not ready to be this old? I've got 3 months left to be your friend, 'cause I
third song today is from the PJ Baby Tour CD, and it's called Sleep Upside Down. By 2014, I was still playing solo shows as Super Famicom, even though none of my new songs could really be presented with just a voice and acoustic guitar. So I decided to start a new project called Prime Breeding Material. The ultimate goal was to play cello and sing along to synthesized backing tracks. It was going to be a non-interactive performance of Dark Wave. I'd use a spotlight and litter my playing area with flowers. It was going to be awesome. I never really took to playing the cello, which might have had something to do with the bottom-level quality instrument I had. Playing notes at the right pitch while also trying to sing at the right pitch while hunching over the thing was too much of an undertaking when I could have spent my time writing more songs. Prime Breeding Material did play one show, in which I played keyboard along to sequence tracks. It wasn't that exciting, but at least it was something. In the springtime, I'm going to try to release a tape of all the Prime Breeding Material songs on a split tape with All Blood from the Kansas City area. So stay tuned, and for now, let's check it out. From the PJ Baby Tour CD, this song is called Sleep Upside Down. If you couldn't tell, the lyrics were about trying to think with my brain instead of my dick, which is a very goth concept when paired with the analogy of sleeping upside down, like a vampire. And I did forget to mention, this song was used as the score for a short film I directed in 2015 called A Trial. My friend Drew Miller had the idea to do a film with me, or about me. His ideas were more like a documentary with montages, and my ideas were more to tell the story of a song of mine called A Trial, with a short music video. So we kind of met in the middle and did both things. I don't personally love all the candid footage of me, especially playing a show, because I'm obviously a very hurt, somewhat crazy person. But I think it's a cool thing to see, especially to people who have been in my live audience, to see the other side of things. I've gotten a lot of unsolicited advice to do more music videos, since I've always been so into the theatrics of performing a show. But I'm not especially into AV stuff and tinkering with videos. I have ideas for music videos, but to put so much time into it feels more like a marketing endeavor than a creative thing. And for the most part, I think my music has enough of its own style and aesthetic without the spectacle of my personal glamour. On to our fourth song, though. It's track 6 from Super Famicom's 2007 CD, A Thousand Moving Lights. If you aren't aware of this release, it's a collection of instrumental guitar tracks recorded at my friend Carlos's house one night. And this 6th track is especially sloppy. Maybe I'll expand it into a 20-minute, atomically precise epic. But for now, track 6. Let's do it. Song today, I'm gonna have to tell my truth. It's the only Super Famicom song I recall asking someone else to play drums on, and the drummer for this is my friend Evan Gornick. It seemed appropriate since this is a cover of the song My Water Roof by Wilson Newman's project My Bicycle Emergency. This was his most dark, doomy song, really great for a cover, and we could have spent some more time trying not to butcher the song. But it was fun to release a track with its insides exposed, letting the listener in on a special sacred process. Honestly, I don't think I ever explained to Evan how the main riff starts on the 4th count instead of the 1st. He insisted on playing without a metronome, and the result definitely has a better dynamic than what I would have done with my 2008 drum chops. So let's get out our devil horns and bang some heads. By My Bicycle Emergency, played by Super Famicom, featuring Evan Gornick, on The Wandering Floret, Part 4. This is My Water Roof.
I'll sink my own ship in the pond. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Next time we'll be going through songs from Super Famicom's Bell Split with Millie Geronimo, Texas, the Super Famicom Split with Fire Island AK, the Diamond Rainbow, and P.S. If the answer is no, then try to forget I ever asked. Thanks.